Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
What's popping?
The cherry popping daddies. Remember them?
that might be inappropriate, Peter.
It is, yeah. The band, the cherry popping daddies. That's quite a rude thing, isn't it?
I was listening to a band this morning that my friend. So I've got a shared playlist with a couple of pals.
Yeah.
And they've all got much better music taste than me. In fact, they don't. I mean, that's subjective, of course. But they know loads more about music than me.
Yeah.
One of them put a song on by a band called the Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments.
Right, okay.
Which I thought was an excellent name for a band. I'd never heard of them before. I didn't like the song very much.
No.
But the name of the artist was pleasing.
Was pleasing. This is the Luke and Pete Show. Welcome to it. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Mr. Lukey Moore. And I am exhausted.
so you've been to the city of brotherly love,
the windy city. I think it's now going to be called, because that's all we have experienced. Experienced a lot of like independent wrestling shows. That's kind of why Wrestle Me, the podcast, goes out to WrestleMania, because every time WrestleMania is on, there's like loads of independent shows, and they're kind of the meat that we're kind
of. That's not the reason you go. That's absolute bollocks.
Oh no, I'm just drinking.
Thank you. Four days away from work, drinking, spending time with someone you really like, in the shape of Mark Haynes.
Correct.
And dressing really smartly among a load of BO smelling nerds and looking cool.
Yeah, I mean that sounds. I sound like I've had a lovely time. But also, but WrestleMania night one this time round was the worst experience I have ever had.
Oh, that's really weird, because Adam Jarrell was saying to me that he thought it was the best one. He watched it on telly. He said it was like the best one in ages.
So there's two nights. The first night was atrocious. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was very subdued, simply because it was 4 degrees and everyone was freezing. And
outdoor.
The wrestling outdoor in an NFL stadium in southern Philadelphia.
The sea where the Eagles play.
Where the Eagles play, yeah. And it was just so very open. And then the second night, honestly, it was like day and night. The experience was so much better, because it was just it was cracking off at 9 degrees, which was better. And also, I'd gone to a Primark and bought two pairs of thermal tights, which I wore on top of each other.
Oh, tell me a bit more about them.
My legs looked a bit funny when I took them off. I'd applied some, you know, like if you apply a tourniquet. You can't untie the tourniquet until you get to a hospital, because the hospital needs to inject a special anticoagulant or an anti something.
I did not know that.
So if you keep blood in one part of your body, it becomes toxic. And once if you tourniquet and then you release it, all of those toxins go around your body and it can kill you. So
it gets you high. Is that what you're saying?
It gets you absolutely high. Yeah. So that's why I grip certain parts of my body tightly.
Less about that. So these undergarments, so to speak, were almost performing a kind of tourniquet role on your entire body.
Yeah. So I was able to move in the top half, but I was very much walking like a little toddler,
like an Egyptian,
like I'd pooped myself. Yeah.
That's pleasing to hear, though, from us who are fans of yours and your work particularly. So I got a few people got in touch with me saying you need to hold Pete to task on a couple of things he's been up to in Philadelphia.
Okay.
One of which was eating fried oysters for breakfast ahead of a flight, which does seem like a high-risk manoeuvre, Peter.
It was a high-risk manoeuvre, yeah. I didn't fall foul of... to be fair, WrestleMania Night 1, I'd had the bad stomach that day. So I thought, you know what? It's a clean slate for me and my stomach. Let's enjoy some fried oysters for breakfast.
Did you agree there and then to let, along with your stomach, you came to an agreement where you thought we're going to let bygones be bygones here and we're going to have a reset?
I said, you've had you on. You've almost ruined night one of WrestleMania because my guts are killing me. So I said, I'll let you have that one. You've gone in with 2 feet there. And night two, it was quiet. And the flight home after me fried oysters, it treated me well. Although the lady who sat next to me on the flight would probably disagree.
Have you ever been on a trip where you haven't had rotten guts the first day you get there?
I just think it's sleep deprivation, because it just is, and also and just eating a lot of, like, when you're eating out and about, it's, especially because you go to wrestling shows, and I know you think it's absolute piss up, but it wasn't, because there was just so little free time to actually record the shows in between shows that we didn't have time to eat, so I was mainly eating Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
The spread.
I was eating Philly cheesesteaks left, right and centre at wrestling shows and hot dogs. And they don't really have anything that isn't like a meat in a bun or a hoagie with onions and mustard and stuff. So there isn't really any... I wasn't really eating any food.
No, it's not food, is it? Find it very difficult to eat as healthily in the US.
Yeah.
The only exception being that, like, there's normally a load of... If I'm staying at people's families' houses and stuff, there's always loads of options. The problem is I just don't take those options. I'm straight in the car. I drive down to the CVS and I'm buying loads of M&Ms. And I'm treating them as meals.
A big drum of iced tea. CVS iced tea, the selection is ridiculous. There's so much iced tea on
offer. CVS is incredible generally. Like, it's incredible. When I stay with the in-laws, yes, I can avail myself of loads of lovely food in the house, or I can get in the car, drive straight down the Cumberland Farms and buy myself one of those hot wraps from the little meat hot counter thing and a gigantic drink.
And it's the best thing about the apothecaries, the CVSs and the Walgreens of this world, can buy an astonishing amount of pills at the same time. Like, if you buy, like, painkillers, you could buy 300 painkillers. And no one asks any questions.
It's freedom.
It's freedom, baby.
I got stopped buying 2 boxes of ibuprofen in the supermarket about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they do really cheap ibuprofen in Aldi, and you can only buy 2
tablets a pack. It's not even that many.
You can, like, they're like 40 pence for a lot of ibuprofen. It's like, mate, I am stocking up, and they go, you're only
in the US.
To.
They're never gonna. In the US, like, there's a load of things that are different about the UK and the US, which I'm sure you know. In the US, they're never gonna stop you on that kind of stuff. That kind of law would never get passed.
They're never gonna stop you spending money. It's anti-capitalism, is it?
Peter, can I just ask whether you crashed a car while you were there?
I didn't know. I drove an electric car for the first time, and it was a bit smaller than the one they gave us last year in Los Angeles. And it was the electric dream is over. I'm sorry, Greta. The electric dream. Peter Donaldson is very much team not EV car, simply because it is fucking impossible to use one, charge one, if you do not have a driveway and any way to charge it yourself. I think it's fine for people
then?
Who pootle around town. Well, I had to kind of. I had to park in a big car park that cost me about 40 quid for 7 hours, and then another 40 quid to charge it on the EV charge thing. So it's just an absolute nightmare. It was so much more expensive than gas.
That's being charged to Stack, presumably, is it?
I've not claimed anything to Stack because to be quite frank, I used to claim my flights, and it's very much a fingernail as to how much money it costs. So it's very much a work holiday that I'm supporting myself.
And was it with the blessing of the wife, the partner you have access to?
Stay
out of the way for a bit. She didn't notice.
Thought it was.
Oh, good, excellent. That's the answer I wanted.
Yeah, I was made promises. that might not have been kept.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's how it goes sometimes, though, Pete. Listen, when you're a renegade thinker like you, someone who kind of perhaps lives on the fringes of society, has a lot of his own ideas, has a lot of his own research, you can't expect sometimes the man's going to try and drag you down occasionally.
No, I just think that, WrestleMe is flying at the moment, so it's important.
Great show.
Great show, great people. Popular audience. You know what? It was really nice because we started doing stuff on YouTube. It was really nice to sort of see, like, meet people who didn't, who have been moving over from the YouTube to the Patreon. And, like, just seeing, like, these, like, a family of three on a train back from WrestleMania talking to us, these guys were, like, American gigantic. So the physicality was interesting to me. The very picture of, like, a off American family, let's say, and they were sat there and we were talking about Kendo Nagasaki, the British ninja warrior of the 1980s, 1970s, It's just really nice sort of gone. They said we would never have known what we would never have known about this guy if it weren't for like WrestleMe. So it's that's really heartening, I think, for Mark.
There goes Pete Donaldson. Must remember to thank him.
Yeah, but it was just a nice dynamic.
And did you meet many WrestleMe fans when you were out there then?
Yeah, loads. Way more than the last 2 years, so it must be doing something right, anecdotally.
Good.
So yeah.
I'd love to see you in the squared circle in a pair of pants. That's what
It just looks... I was talking to the wrestler that I went for a drink with in Japan.
What?
Before sort of October
what?
Time. When I went to Japan.
To make you smoke a load of cigarettes?
No, that was an old man who ran me over in a scooter in Korea about five years ago. No, it was a wrestler I met with, and we got drunk and did karaoke. And he was over doing some shows because pretty much everyone just converges on it. And some of the shows were at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And so he's just got off a flight from Japan.
A little bit stiff.
Wrestling, and then he's like going, "I'm so tired." It was a bit heavy for 11 o'clock in the morning.
But you're not going to ever put the pants on and get cracking with it?
No, I think to start a wrestling career at 42 would be stressful.
It'd be brilliant.
It'd be brilliant.
Amazing pick dolls for you to do.
I was talking to Mark and I said, well, Mark, I mean, I'm 38. And Mark went, are you? I went, no, I'm not. I'm not 38. In my mind, I've got a very underwhelming age in my head.
You could pass for 30. You could pass for 30.
Can I pass for 30? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
I was talking to the wife I have access to literally earlier today about showbiz ages.
Right.
And she surprisingly said I could pass for like 38. I thought she was going to be mean.
No, massively. I think, because you've got all your hair. You're quite fair. You haven't got any wrinkles. You're doing all right.
Yeah. We got a son who sleeps well, so we've been very, very lucky. We've won the lottery of life. Peter, another thing the listeners asked me to ask you while you were away is, did you miss me?
Yeah.
Is that a lie?
I mean, when was the last time we did? I mean, when did I last see you?
What do you miss about me the most?
The wrinkles.
Do you appreciate me organising a photo shoot for us tomorrow quite near your house?
I mean, I presume Lawrence, who's helping us out, isn't he the one who chooses all the stuff?
You're talking to the puppet master right now.
He said, do you want to do it in Romford? You went, yeah. He went, I've done it for you, Peter.
I said, yeah, I will do that, actually, because I can get some cultural capital out of Pete for that.
I've got you pegged, sunshine.
Yeah, I blamed you. I've also, the thing is, this is the kind of person I am.
Yeah.
I've tried to get some cultural capital from you out of that, some appreciation. Mm-hmm. What I've also done is I've turned heel and I've told everyone who's moaned that I've got to go away to Romford that it's for you.
Right. Okay. Well, they will be disavowed of that information, of that opinion. Don't you worry about that.
The thing is, people will go, oh, yeah, but Luke's already stitched himself up there. What you don't understand about me is, as long as I'm involved, I don't care.
As long as I'm part of it, as long as people are talking about me.
Excuse me, I'm trying to sort my chair out. Sorry for the noise.
What are you doing?
Bear me 1 second. You just feel for 1 second, please.
Oh, he's muted his microphone, so you can't hear the squeaking. And we could have had a little bit of theatre of the mind there. We could have heard the little squeaks and the creaks.
I'm back. Yeah, sorry about that. But since we've increased the size of our family, yet not the size of our house.
Right.
I've got a multitask everywhere. I've got a recording in the dining room these days. It's absolutely barbaric.
Everything's creaking. Well, look, the acoustics are absolutely up there. They really are.
It's a great. Maybe it's just a great dining room.
Maybe it's just a great dining room.
Recently on the Luke and Pete show. There we go. I did a Pete Donaldson
chair at it again.
It's like when you used to chuck out the Absolute Radio email address. we talked about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, didn't we? We found out that I think we found out. So producer Taylor, who's a new producer of the Luke and Pete show, she's very young. And very she, young. Compared to us anyway. Mm. Was it? She didn't, oh yeah, she did, she hadn't heard of Iron Maiden the other day.
I can kind of understand that because they are
100 million records.
You had to dig them out even back in the day, really. I mean,
that's the thing. That's
of...
the beauty of them, isn't it? People know they're not really mainstream, but they are massively mainstream on their own terms.
Yes, yeah, I would have that. I would have that, and then just they've been around for such a long time doing their thing. They don't give a shit. It must be a nice life because if you're an Iron Man, you could probably walk down the street and as a multi-millionaire. Dickinson can't walk down like. Dickinson can't walk down the street, fine, but the other ones can. The fucking West Ham bassist, him, he could probably do it.
The West Ham bassist.
The old West Ham
Steve
bassist.
Harris.
Steve Harris.
Respect on his name.
The only Steve Harris I know is Steve Harris, who used to work for XFM, who used to make this noise a lot. Woof!
For a long time, I thought that was the same bloke.
Right, okay, fair.
Because they have a similar kind of aesthetic.
Yeah, and I'm Steve Harris from Iron Maiden loves bands like who's the one who did that song about CCTV, that album about CCTV,
Hard Fi.
He loved bands like that and the Ordinary Boys. Absolutely loved the Ordinary Boys.
A lot of that stuff's not aged well, has it?
No, it really hasn't.
I'm pretty sure Hard Fi might be back, by the way. I reckon you've done an interview with Hard Fi where you've pretended to like their stuff.
No, I think they came in and just sat and checked their emails at XFM once, and I thought it was rather rude.
You must have interviewed him at like Isle of Wight or something like
Never
that.
Never done Hard Fi. He's quite a funny eyebrowy man, isn't he?
He looks like a Thunderbird.
He does look like a Thunderbird. The guy who made Thunderbird, Gerry Anderson, he really paid a lot of attention to the old eyebrows, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did eyebrows first.
Yeah.
And then built the whole character around the eyebrows.
Yeah. Do you remember when like eyebrows are a big thing? It went like, for lasses, eyebrows are like massive about 7 years ago. Like it was so important to have mental eyebrows.
Yeah, was it not longer than that?
I don't know. Like eyebrows just, like there was near eyebrows, then there's eyebrows.
Yeah.
Nobody had a bum. Now everyone's got a massive bum. Like it just, everything...
No one used to drink water. Now everyone drinks water.
Everyone's drinking water out of more and more fancier and fancier mugs that they sort of they parade around with. That's the one in America, isn't it? The old big. We've spoken about them before. Those massive cups. Not Stanley cups. That's what you win in the hockey.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Those cups have become big. Yeah.
But they were only became big because one was found in a burned out car. One was found in a burned out car, and they used it as a big PR. Thing, I think they bought the woman a new car. A woman had left her mug in a car, and she went, "This is weird. My car's all burned out, but the mug is fine." And they used that as the PR, bought her a new car, and now it's the most top-selling mug in the whole.
It's
of
a great
America.
Bit of advertising for the mug, though.
It is. Can't remember the mug. Can't remember the mug. But then they did sort of say that it does have lead in it, but. People have made the point that a lot of these things do have lead in them, but as long as they're not touching the water, you're fine. It's not touching the water, guys. Might have lead in it, but it's not touching the water.
Like the story of speaking of dangerous metals, when I had a mercury maze in my house, as I told you, the mercury one day just disappeared and no one cared. If that was now, the whole street would be closed down. My wife says that probably went to my brain when I tell that story.
Yeah, and then for the fifth time, you go, "This doesn't affect me."
Okay, who are you? Pete, remember we spent quite a lot of time in January and February talking about vasectomies?
Yes. And there was near vasectomies, and then everyone was having a vasectomy, yeah.
You know, also, one of the things it's fair to say that we are interested in, not a morbid way, but just in terms of kind of a standing, to one side having a look, and that's quite interesting, is earthquakes. Is that fair? Are you interested in earthquakes?
Yeah, through the prism of...
Safety
through the prism of Japan in general.
Ever experienced an earthquake or not?
No, never have. No, never have. And it's weird because I've been to Japan quite a few times, and they have them daily there. I like that interview with that actor who did that little story about
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, we're not exploring that.
We're not getting into that.
Can't get to
that. How has that man still got a career? The things he said interviews.
So I read
chasing men down the street doing the bloody earthquake Japanese voice.
Yeah. By the way, just so people haven't seen that was recent. We're not talking about back in the 70s.
No. It was a junket for a Japanese film that was probably Scorsese's film that he released about 5 years ago.
B- But you know, my friend Tappers, who actually listens to the show,
Tappers,
he's having issues with his place because there's a building site that's sprung up next to his apartment.
Right. Okay.
And all the
we'd moved on to earthquakes and vasectomies there, and he's having problems with his place.
I'm going to bring it back round in a reasonably competent impression of a broadcaster.
If you've just had a vasectomy, an earthquake is the last place you want to be.
Well,
you don't
want
to jostling.
I'm going to come on to that.
Right.
But anyway, Tappers is experiencing earthquakes in his apartment, which is causing cracks in his house because of the foundation stuff they're doing. So they happen in East London as well. But anyway, if you put a vasectomy and an earthquake together?
Screaming, I imagine, yeah. Just a lot of screaming.
To fully complete the circle as well, this also happened in Pennsylvania, right?
I would say that an earthquake probably creates quite a lot of vasectomies because they break pipes. Do you know what I mean? Like, it would damage pipes, wouldn't it? So that's exactly what a vasectomy is. So they do have a lot. A vasectomy surgeon has a lot in common with an earthquake.
It's almost like a tectonic vasectomy, isn't it?
A tectonic vasectomy.
Isn't it?
And that's how you get money out of your insurer. You have to use the correct terminology.
Check this out. This guy, Justin Allen, from a place called Horsham in Pennsylvania, I don't know how close it is to Philly, but it's in the same state, was in the middle of a vasectomy when that earthquake hit the East Seaboard earlier this month or last month or whatever.
It was last week, 4.8
on the Richter scale earthquake, according to the US Geological Survey. He said, I thought maybe a train was passing by, or it was just something that happens at that office. But then the doctor stopped and said, I think this is an earthquake. He then put his tools down for a moment. But then Justin said, look, I wasn't really worried because he had walked me through every step of the procedure. So it just felt like a little speed bump on the way. And everything turned out okay.
Fantastic. Wow. I mean,
what are the chances, though?
Presumably people are having like brain surgery as well. We need to find, that's where my brains are. Surely they would have like, there would be more troubling operations that people who were doing it at that one time. That's what I want to hear from the other people who were getting operated on.
Well, the one that was in that was the New York based one, I think. Mm. But the one that happened somewhere in the Far East, I want to say Taiwan, maybe.
Mm.
There was one in Taiwan fairly recently.
Yes.
And have you seen the footage of the car driving along like a cliffside road?
No.
And all of a sudden, it's a dash cam footage, and all of a sudden the car just starts reversing back down the road, and you don't know why. Mm. And then all these boulders start flying
absolutely
down the mountain.
Flying down, yeah.
Right. And do you know what it looks like, Pete? Honestly, it looks like a cutscene from a fucking video game.
Uncharted.
Everything like everything's been blurred now.
Yeah. Do you not? What would you do in that situation if you're driving? Would you bother driving backwards, bearing in mind you'd probably get hit with one going backwards, or would you get out the car and try and avoid it like a video game?
Like I think you have to kind of assume that he's seen it up ahead of him, and that's why he's reversing and he's just taking his chances. Like, I've been in this situation before where someone's emergency stops on a motorway,
right?
And it's been wet, and I've had to try and emergency stop, but I know I'm never going to stop in time, so I just take my chances and like brake as hard as I could, and then swerved into the lane next to me, hoping there was no car there. And in my case, there wasn't a car there.
Oh,
it's like an instinctive reaction,
so
it was fine. But I think you're just taking your chances, going, look, if I go that way, I'm fucked. If I go back, I might still be fucked, but I might not be.
Right.
I'm not getting out of the car, I don't think.
I just think I would drive. If the boulder had gone past me in front, I'd be like, well, chances are there's not going to be another boulder up there. I'm safe that bit. I'd just stand in the place where I know a boulder's rolled down, because that bit's been bouldered.
It's been bouldered. You don't get double jeopardy in bouldering.
No, you can't really argue it to your maker saying that this, I shouldn't be here because there was a double bouldering, and that's just cheating.
Yeah, I often feel like with earthquakes, when they tell you to stand in the doorway, that sounds a bit like they just you've got to say something. We need to give some people something in terms of advice. So just say that. What's that? How's that going to help if it's a 9 on the Richter scale?
I mean, if you are in a place where a lot of them are kicking off, they are pretty well. I just always sort of think there's going to be damages. And I just don't trust people to spend the money to get it fixed up again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If it's a brilliant bit in Slash's autobiography, where there's an earthquake in LA, and every single one of his, like, 22 snakes get released. And he spends the rest of the week running around the neighbourhood trying to find them all.
Trying to find his snakes.
I mean, knowing what I know about Slash, and I don't want to cast aspersions on the man's character,
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have the appropriate licences for those reptiles.
So, yeah, and also he probably spent a lot of time trying to find his crack spiders as well.
Yeah, yeah, that actually happened as well, didn't it? Yeah, exactly.
Crack spiders.
There's one bit where he throws himself through a plate glass window at a golf club because he thinks all these little leprechauns are chasing him because he's on withdrawal from heroin. I mean, it's pretty full on what's going on.
Yeah.
Surprised, by the way, I was saying to a friend of mine, I'm surprised that a couple of those lads of that generation haven't gone properly, you know, Trump mad. Like Ted Nugent has.
Too rich to need it. I just think, I don't
but
know.
But that's what they do it though, isn't it? Because they haven't got anything else to do.
Yeah. I think The Rock disappointed everyone this week by being the... Because he's always been quite Republican. But like, mm-hmm. you'd think that, you know, this whole walk, anti-walk thing is kind of... It's got to gas out at some point. Why would you not just sit on the sidelines for a bit?
But I think if you look at the actual interview, which I watched, he is kind of doing that.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I'm endorsing Trump. He said, Biden last time because that's what we needed. Would I be doing that this time? The answer is no. He might have easily just been saying that I'm not going to be involved.
Mm. No, it's more just kind of like the slight culture, the woke culture war, all that stuff. Like, he didn't need to put that into so many words, really, I suppose. I don't know. I just thought he didn't he needs to...
People think he's positioning himself, don't they?
Oh, he massively is, and I think that's the plan. But and he'll probably get in, to be honest. But he is I like the fact that we're talking about this obviously on the show, but I like the fact that he spends a lot of his time trying to do he reminds me of me, Luke. We're bad at Twitter. We're bad at social media. We're bad at little videos and stuff. He tries to do little stunts and stuff, and nobody really sort of.
Do you mean? What kind of stuff?
He sort of, he famously, and we'll go to a break in a second, he'll sort of go into a shop that he used to shoplift in, and he's going to buy up the whole shop. He used to go in and steal, I don't know, Marathon or Snickers bars or whatever, and now he's going back and he's spending like thousands of pounds on buying the whole shop out of Snickers, and then he's going to hand them out to the people who are coming into the shop, etc.
Well, and people just don't care.
Yeah, and the video's not that popular, and he's doing it all off his own bat, and it's all a bit embarrassing.
He's got a team. Really, he needs a team behind him.
He needs a team behind him. And if you can't get that right, how's he going to get a presidential push right? That's my question.
The only way he can genuinely, like, truly be like you is if when that stunt doesn't work, he then runs around shouting at everyone that if it wasn't for the collapse of Vine, that he'd be a social media star by now, because Vine was really his platform. And
Vine was my platform. Yeah, now, I've never said that, but that's what you have said, and it's grown into.
No, you do think that though.
No, Don. I liked Vine. I didn't, but I liked Vine. The only one that was successful was me falling off my chair.
But I think the best thing I've ever done. Platform for which to build on.
Well, it launched launched Logan Paul. Who was at the wrestling? They launched him. He's had good life.
Was he wrestling or was he just there?
He was wrestling. Yeah, he's annoyingly good at it. We got to take a short break if that's all right with you.
Batteries when we come back.
Oh, batteries.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're back with Luke Pitshaw, and we have got some batteries, what you have pulled out of consumer electronics. Hey guys, says Chris. I hope the recent battery disappointment doesn't mean that the search for new batteries is coming to an end. Anyway, I found this in my brother's black box when taking him on a driving lesson. It's not a traditional size, but a CR123A. It was fatter than a AA, but about two-thirds of the size. Hopefully Varta can get me my second successful entry. Regards, Chris. Now, we've not featured a lot of CR 123As. I am happy to extend the batteries outside of the usual, you know, AA, AAA, D cells to CR 123A, because there are some brands that you only ever see in this form factor and ratio. So I'm welcoming in this particular form factor. But if Chris thinks he's going to get into the battery daddy with a Varta,
yeah,
he's got another thing coming, because they are all over the bloody place. But thank you for getting in touch, Chris.
Yeah, come on, mate. I mean, this is...
Come on, mate.
It's over 50 people have sent this in before.
Get it together. Right, this is right up our street. Hi, Luke and Pete. I bought... This is from... just scroll past all of the pictures. It's Paul Smith. Paul Smith, hello Paul. Hi Luke and Pete, I bought an unopened 1996 Star Trek Dr. McCoy medical kit off eBay last week.
What a confusing sentence.
It was when he got his vasectomy. I spent too much money tracking down this and Spock's tricorder to complete my set of classic Star Trek props from 1996, originally priced as $14.99, but due to young family pressures, I could not get the others past my wife. Now I'm approaching my 60th, I thought, why not? The two batteries inside had corroded, but luckily I had a bit of white vinegar. But with a bit of white vinegar, I cleaned the mess and my 25th century medical scanner now works. I attached the photo of the batteries. I'm sure you'll have seen them all before, but hey-ho, a nice little ending for me, as I'm now able to scan for all diseases and ailments in seconds. A bonus for my entry into official old man stage. I like the idea of just on a bus just scanning people with his doctor.
It looks like the old doctor. To be nerdy about it, it looks like the old Doctor Who sonic screwdriver.
It does. I mean, I guess that's the I mean, it's a nice little. I think even so, that's 1996. Now, 1996 was very much like the next generation, wasn't it? That was the that was Picard and stuff. That was that era. But it's obviously a retro reproduction of what. What the old tricorder stuff used to look like back in the day. So it's a lovely bit of work. And also, what I like about the picture of it, I think I can see a dog in the background. So that's even better.
Can Maybe you? Could,
I can.
You oh, yeah, I can
marble,
too, yeah.
The marble top. There's like a
Scotty dog.
There's a mysterious Scotty dog in the background. So, yeah. It's a lovely bit of kit. And it's a nice reproduction of the form. And he's come in with, is it HW Eero 3X?
Yeah, so the brand is just HW.
Right.
HW Super Heavy Duty, I think, if I'm right. Right. And that's not a new player, I'm afraid.
Not a new player.
Paul, that's because a shame. We've had 17 of those already. So people are sending in some quite poor shouts this week. Who have we got next? Who's last?
But I like the stories around them, you know.
Great stories. That's what it's all about here.
Got a possible new player, says GL16. Paco Super Puissance. Puissance.
Wow.
Good thing to note. Is PB. A lead battery must be a rarity these days. Yeah. I mean, I've not seen a lead battery for absolutely ages. They kind of... you get them in cars, don't you? Lead batteries? I can't remember.
I'm not
you
really
see
sure.
You see those fellas in developing nations emptying out old car batteries and fixing them up with new chemicals and stuff. And you just
I'm not sure what product these batteries are in. I can just see the back of a pink product.
A pink product. I think it's a child's calculator. They try to skew to the female market. But do let us know, GL16.
It's a lot of battery power for the humble calculator of that size, though.
It could be a scientific one. You can run Doom on those things.
Yeah, true.
You can do all sorts.
Yes, I mean, look, Paco Super Puissance has never been sent in before in that combination, so that is a brand new player. So welcome to the Battery Daddy GL16, the confusingly named GL16. It's a new player. We've got one out of three this week.
Lovely stuff. All right. Well, thank you for getting in touch. If you find a battery, we want to hear about it. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. And if it's a really obvious one, send it in anyway, but give us the story.
We'd like
send
the
us a
story.
Picture of your dog.
Because sometimes it's the friends that we make along the way.
Exactly.
That's what
the
it's
journey,
all about,
not the destination.
You know? Exactly,
we'll be
right.
back on Monday with some wonderful tales about Scampi. I'm just looking at the emails we've got. Candy Floss and also I made to a manager. Bit of Bruce Dickinson as well. So we'll be back on Monday with all of that twaddle. In the meantime, all that remains for me to say is goodbye, and also goodbye from you, Lukey Moore, yeah?
Yeah, go away and get yourself some sleep, Peter, and then we'll see you on Monday.
Ta-ta.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.